Okay, well, now you're ready.
It's delicious.
For the scariest, spookiest part.
Oh my God, wait, I'm excited.
It's not scary at all. Okay. But we could do like the reading now too. But I'll do that towards the end. But quarter life qualms. I'm just going to keep it pretty short. But the first question is, and this is like probably the hardest question in the thing. Some people, it's not hard for it at all. So for me, that's why I started the podcast. It's like being like, what the fuck am I doing? But did you ever have a moment in your 20s where you're like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm scared. Mom, pick me up. I need to go home. And if so, what was it?
Of 1,000%. And okay, I almost was on
She's
the
human,
verge.
Guys. Also, Betches has a drink.
Guys, faux pas. It is.
She named it.
I did come up with the name.
It's a great name.
Canned cocktails, 8%. One of these will have you feeling great.
It's really pretty.
I was like involved in like what the design
was
like, but I wasn't like, yeah,
you were
in
the room though.
I was in the room.
She was in the room.
She was in the room, girls.
This is some Hamilton shit. It all comes back to Hamilton.
Somehow, I've never even seen that show, by the way.
Kyle, I love you, but it's really long. But I will go to see you in it. My friend Kyle is in it.
Slay. Oh my God.
He was one of my first guests. We became friends in 2020. We, both used Raya for friendship and like I do it for networking for the podcast. People are always like, are you bisexual? I'm like a little bit, but like mostly on there for networking.
Networking, babe.
Except
look
for when
up.
I matched with Cara Delevingne, I was like,
you're like, okay.
It's like,
hi.
Fine, I'm gay. I'm gay for the day. But,
wait, get me on Raya. I've been on the waiting list for fucking so long and I've had 10 fucking recommendations.
Okay, this is, I can help you.
Please.
But y'all, listen up. I'm going to tell her the secret. If you want the secrets, literally pay me. Thank you, Patreon. But this is the TLDR. This is the like not paid for information that I can tell you on.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be on Raya, do not apply before you get a recommendation. Get a recommendation, then
apply.
That's what I did. Because otherwise you get fucked and you're on this like 8,000 person wait list.
I'm literally on that wait list.
So I'm not going to tell the story until we do our spooky Patreon.
Anyways. Great.
Raya, cool.
Which bit?
What's your Patreon code? Yeah, what's something you went through?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry,
right,
my ADD is...
No, you're fine. I would say it was my lowest point in my 20s was probably around this time 2 years ago.
Yep, the pandy.
What, the P day.
P diddy.
It's not even like right P diddy abbreviation. Though. Yeah, whatever the fuck, whatever. I was fucking lost. I was so burnt out mentally. I was so burnt out physically, as a lot of people are.
Did you feel like, out of curiosity, did you feel like it was because of the pandemic or did you feel that way prior? Because it sounds like you felt prior.
I felt it prior, but now it was just me and my thoughts, me and this, you know what I mean? And I wasn't living at home.
And then it gets worse because the pandemic's
like, it gets worse, right. And I just like, I had, like you said, I had the what the fuck am I doing? Like, is this what I want to be doing? And what am I going to be doing in 10 years? And your mind doesn't fucking stop. And I, at this point, I had not gone to therapy. I used to be very, very afraid of the doctors. Like, it was unhealthy. I would not, like, at this point in my life, I didn't remember the last time I went to the doctor. And, like, gynecologist
and Q-tip. Because, like, I get sick every day, but, like, I love that energy.
No, like gynecologist, like, my first, in high school, I was going to the gynecologist without my mom knowing. I was going to Planned Parenthood to get fucking birth control.
Good,
because
you're smart.
Yeah, and I didn't feel like telling my mom I was having sex.
To have fun sex.
Exactly. And
Scorpio.
I passed out while I was at this, while I was during the exam. I was like, I don't feel so well, and I passed out. And when I woke up, there's two doctors. I was by myself. No one knew I was there except my best friend,
Molly.
This is at the gyno.
And you're
and my mom
how old? 20?
16.
Oh, this is in high school. Wow.
This is in high school. And my mom didn't know. I told her I was getting breakfast with my best friend, Molly. Because I was like, and I'm driving my ass to Planned Parenthood in the morning. And I'm getting the gynecologist, whatever. And sit up. I'm like, last thing I remember is nothing, obviously. And I pass out. And when I wake up, I'm like, where am I? And there's these two strange doctors looking over me. And they're like, first thing they say to me is, you just had a seizure. I'm like, what the
actual? Oh, my God.
I don't claim that energy. I'm like, what the actual fuck? I'm like, they're like, where's your mom? I'm like, she's at the gym. She doesn't know I'm here. I'm like, okay.
I'm having a panic attack for you.
They're like, ambulance are coming. I'm literally on a fucking stretcher. They are, and the doctor, first of all, she was like, you had a seizure. Calm me down, bitch. Don't tell me I had a seizure as soon as I wake up from quote unquote having a seizure.
Okay. This is my issue. I'm going to, pause right there because I, am like, I know this sounds like so annoying, but I'm like such an empath that I actually like feel things when people talk about.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of having a panic attack.
Oh yeah. Don't.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You know, literally, like, I'm fine now. Just needed a moment. But, okay, so I'm going to ask you questions.
Great.
For my own selfish reasons.
I didn't actually have a seizure, by the way. The doctors told me they did brain scan and I passed out.
Okay.
So, see, I was getting to that point. I was getting to the point.
Yeah, never. I was fine. Guys, don't smoke weed, even if they say it's legal. It's just not. Even if it's over 24 hours, it can still like be in your left armpit for days, it appears. I need like Reiki healing. I need like an exorcism of my armpit heart.
You need Sonya Morgan's Reiki healer to come on in.
Yeah, like if any Reikis are watching, I, yeah, hi. I used to be able to do it myself. Like, by which I mean, like, 3 days ago, but right now it's not
happening.
My powers aren't, I think I need to recharge.
Got it.
Anyways, so you didn't have a seizure?
No.
That was great news.
Like, right? So I get to the hospital, they're putting me IVs.
Way to ruin the story, Caitlin.
No, I get to the hospital and I'm like, what the fuck? I've never, like, had this happen to me, whatever. They put IVs, my mom comes running in. She's
was
like,
it a panic attack?
I fainted. I literally hadn't eaten before, like whatever. I was nervous. You're obviously, they're sticking shit up your vagina. You're nervous. You're like tense.
I mean, I could pass out from that.
Then the actual doctors, like they did CAT scan. They're like, babe, you're good. You literally passed out. Sometimes it looks like that. I'm like,
see, this is the, I actually have so many issues. Like I'm about to write an expose, FYI, about an experience I had with doctors.
Yeah.
And it's going to fucking blow shit up and I'm ready for it. Cause I'm like, here's my soapbox. Our system is so fucked up. It treats patients in such a fucked up, like non-agency, like no one has the right to their own body way. Mm-hmm. And it really pisses me off. And it's mostly in hospitals. It's really bad. Yeah. And it disenfranchises people and it gaslights them and it diminishes them. And then also what you're speaking to is like, why the fuck? Okay, you went to medical school. You're supposed to be a smart person.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to freak me the fuck out when I wake up and maybe had a seizure. And you're going to be like, you had a seizure. It's like she was like you're
setting fire to the house on fire.
Literally, like she was like your lips are
it's
blue.
Like gasoline.
Yeah, she's telling me all this stuff. I'm like, I'm a
bitch. Go home.
I am
bitch,
so scared.
Go home.
I'm so scared.
Yeah,
by myself.
She's terrifying you, and you're like,
and
like
this was the moment.
Being petrified.
That is the moment. From then on, that's when I had developed literally anxiety and a fear of doctors and all of this shit.
I mean, I don't.
I've gotten over it. I've gotten over it.
That's traumatic.
It's completely.
That's like legitimate trauma.
It was legitimate trauma.
I'm traumatized for you.
It was legitimate trauma. But yeah, like whatever. And I was like not taking care. Not taking care of myself, but like I wasn't. I should be going to the doctor. You know what I mean?
And
like
scared. Yeah.
Fucking scared.
You weren't going as frequently as you should.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I'm getting older, and like as I was saying, like when I had this moment of like, what the fuck am I doing with life? I was like, I was like, I need to take care of myself right now because my head is everywhere with like my job, my career, like my relationship. I was like single. I was still hung up on some fucker that I like dated in high school. Like no need for that. No time for that.
It'd be like that in middle school.
Yeah, exactly. So I finally, one of my best friends, she was like, I think you should try therapy. And I'm like, I totally agree. So. This isn't Molly. This is one of my best friends, Abby. And thanks to her, I like found a therapist. I started going to therapy. And then I was seeing a psychiatrist. And obviously, I started anxiety medicines for like OCD and anxiety and things like that. And like,
you know,
we worked through it. And I finally like got to the doctor and I made these appointments. And I was like, I want to do all of this before. Our goal was to do it before I was 25. And before my 25th birthday, I had given blood. I had gone to I found a doctor that I loved.
Amazing.
Went to a gynecologist.
We're still figuring out your blood type.
We're still figuring out. Oh, my mom just said, yikes, I don't know. So love you, mom. Love that.
Dude, it's so funny how many people don't know. I'm like, you know that your doctor is aware,
mm-hmm.
but I guess we can't really find that in real time. I'll put it in the intro, whatever
cool.
it is.
Yeah. I'll find it out. But yeah, I mean, I really got in tune with myself first, I think, because I was so overwhelmed with whatever. And like, I never knew medicine was an option.
you know, because people, like our parents, they didn't grow up with that option. It's very, it is
very new. People forget how new it is.
It is like so, like, not frowned upon, like in their heads, because they were just like, suck it up and deal with it. But it is.
Italian too.
I'm not. I know. My dad feels Italian. He feels Italian. Yeah, I feel a little Italian. Everyone thinks we're Italian. My dad.
How are you?
I am German, Polish, Irish.
Same.
Yeah.
Same,
we're like the same person. But yeah, I mean, I just had to come to terms with and find who I, and I'm still doing that right now. I feel very zen
always
with myself, but like,
yeah,
that was the what
that's
the fuck
moment.
That's
because you're in your fucking season, babe.
I'm in my fucking season. I can't wait for you to read. Oh, yeah. Wait, I just found out it's not tarot cards. Tarot.
Okay, great segue. We will do your tarot reading. I'm dead. I haven't done this on the podcast before. For people who don't know, I've been getting into a more spiritual side. No, I'm not crazy. Yes, people think I'm crazy. Okay, so what I will clarify is, so she just asked about tarot readers on TikTok. So this is the thing. I used to, like, before I really, like, tapped into this shit for mm-hmm. me, like, I was like, oh my God, you can't do, like, tarot or Reiki, like, over the phone or whatever. You actually can.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about energy. So energy passes through the phone. That's how people are able to speak to each other on the phone.
Okay.
So I always thought, like, oh my God, they're doing a FaceTime reading, like, hoax, like, mm-hmm. you know, not real, but it actually works.
Yeah.
Like, I've been able to, like, talk to people's, like loved ones who passed.
Holy
yeah, it's
shit.
Crazy. Yeah. Anyways, subscribe to the Patreon. businesswoman here. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm just
like,
going
to so
pick this up when I'm done.
Okay.
So the way I do it, it's different for every person who does tarot readings. I do past, so like what you're born into, I pull 5 cards.
Okay.
Past, present, future, advice, love life. Because like a lot of people don't do the love life. I'm like, why?
No, I need to know that.
Like, dude, I'm a basic bitch. I watched Lizzie McGuire growing up. I was going through my shit, like Upper West Side. I have a book called, it says my alias name is Lizzie. Like who? My middle name is Elizabeth Bones.
Okay. Okay, Lizzie. We could rebrand as Lizzie.
Definitely not. Certainly not. I think that would take a lot of effort. Oh, man. Maybe it's like my witchy nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie's here. No. I actually have
a drunk name, and it's and oh my God, I haven't thought about this since, oh, Crazy Aunt Susan.
I love that.
Yeah, like I become her. She's, you know, what's interesting is the more like I've tapped into this spirituality stuff,
mm-hmm.
I can't get drunk anymore.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't really want to drink anymore. Like I want to drink in the sense that like I want to enjoy it, mm-hmm. but I could rip shots and like not get fucked up because you kind of feel like you're on a buzz already.
Right, right, right.
It's weird.
Right, right, right. No.
That's why a lot of like spiritual people are sober, because it's just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
but I love wine. I'm never, it's not, it's
oh,
not
wine
my
is
journey.
My,
it's not my journey. It's
dinner,
sober.
Wine is like my
yeah,
ideal
like,
night
it's,
now.
It's more like, yeah, me too. It's our age.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's more like, it's like the experience of it. Like,
right, right.
Jesus liked wine too, okay?
Exactly. And bread.
And bread. And
carbs
pasta.
And so fuck
I
off.
I mean, I don't know that, but I know that. Like,
he told it. You. He told you.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm excited.
It's exciting. It's fun.
I love this shit. Like, if I could do this every single day, I would. Beautiful
oh,
cards.
Oh, very cool. Okay, this is a fun reading. So, do you have any, like, Libra or Gemini in your chart? I feel like you do. Do you have your co-star? Do you want to pull it up?
Uh-huh.
I think you have Libra and Gemini in your chart because your the first card I pulled, which is like your past, mm-hmm. which is kind of what you're born into. It's like the position you're born into vibes. You have a scale and you have justice, which means that like not only are you very good at determining right versus wrong, good versus bad, like you're kind of one of those moral compass people that people will go to for things when they want to like check in, like mm-hmm. is this fair? Is this a good decision? But there's more to it than that. Like, it feels a little Libra-y, a little Gemini, where it's, like, there's this scale. Like, there's literally, here, I'll show. Like, there's a scale. So there's something about you that's, like, naturally, despite being a Scorpio, well, very balanced, which I do pick up on with, like, even your social media. Like,
right.
you you seem like, yes, you're very fun and crazy at times, but you're also very like composed and professional. Yeah. So there is this kind of dichotomy to you that's like very nice and like very calming for people, where like you are kind of this person people will gravitate towards for like decision making, actually. And your decision making is considered very solid by people around
you.
So
they trust me.
Yeah. Do you see your co-star yet?
No, because I had a new phone I had to re-download.
Okay, here we go. Aw. Oh my God, you have so much Sagittarius. We are the same person, y'all. I called it. Okay, look, I'm right. You have Libra and Pisces and Capricorn. Okay, so it's the Libra that kind of makes you that way. Your Libra is your moon. So even though...
What's that mean?
So people who are born... What time are you born again? 9:30 a.m.?
A.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're born like... You're a proper like working bee, like corporate. Yeah. We can wake up at 9 a.m. vibe. I'm not that. I was born at like 11 p.m., which is so spooky.
Wow.
Yeah. Make a wish. So... What that means is basically if you're born in the morning, you're more like your sun sign, which is Scorpio for you. So that's like very true for you. Mm-hmm. However, your moon is Libra. And I actually think you do show a lot of Libra tendencies. Yeah. You like nice things. Mm-hmm. Look at the way you're dressed. Look at your job. Look at the way you like earn income.
Yeah.
But it's not in a shitty false way. It's in a very authentic way where it brings you joy and it helps you be better at what you do.
This makes sense.
Like you wearing this helps you be a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
It brings you joy and it brings those around you joy to see you like in your element. But this is a very Libra thing. Like Libras are considered very like good judges of character, of situations. They're considered very level. Like Nina, my co-host, she's a Libra. I'm a Libra, which I'll explain that on the Patreon. but no, I had like my spiritual stuff happen October 1st, 2020. Mm-hmm. And in October, November, December, it always gets like more heightened.
Yeah.
So yeah. And my dog's a Libra. So yeah, I love Libras. Anyways.
I understand them. I never even knew that, but this all makes sense. Like I do
it does.
Enjoy
it
really nice does. Things, but like just because they make me feel good.
Yeah. It's not like, it's not a shitty, like try hard thing. It's like, it's like a genuine, like appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I have as well. Look at my fucking apartment.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. But you have a lot of Sag too. You have Sag, Pluto, Jupiter, Venus. That means you love like a Sagittarius, Mars. You have a lot of placements in Sag, Scorpio. Your main ones are Capricorn, which is funny because you are very type A. So that's very Capricorn. That's why you like show up for your work the way you do, where you're like a team leader and like organizer. Yeah, this makes a ton of sense. Anyways, which for people listening who don't know astrology as well, like, you can't just go based on your sun sign.
Right.
Also, I hate when people argue astrology because I'm like, okay, so you think Plato's a dumbass? Like, fuck you. Who are you? You, like, work a 9-to-5 at, like, Marshall's. Like, I don't care.
No.
I literally don't care. Like, bye. Bye. Okay, cool. I'm so glad I got that off my chest.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Current Three of Cups. So there's like a lot of love and happiness in your life, this says to me. I kind of read the cards less based on the definition and more on like what I pick up from the photo. The picture. So it's a picture of three cups with a heart going through it that happens to be like very LGBTQIA friendly. I think it just means that like three is considered a very like blessed number. I think it just means like you've kind of got going on right now. Like you're chilling, but you're like also having fun. Mm-hmm. Like you're in a good place right now.
Yeah.
So we stand that. Your future is 10 of Pentacles. Ooh, this is good. So like basically money. This says to me money. Like this looks like money.
I love that.
Does this not look like a thing of gold?
This looks like Mario Kart gold. Like
yeah, coins. Like stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So success. I mean, we could have predicted that. That didn't take a, you know, like you're already doing well. Past, present, future, your advice. Okay, what this says to me, the Five of Wands, I think it's saying, so it kind of looks chaotic, but artistic and zen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What it's saying to me, it's okay, you don't have to keep this up right now, but what I'm getting from it is that like, you're very balanced and you have a lot going on and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to juggle too much.
Yep.
But if you're juggling a few things, like you've got it. Like you know how to multitask.
Mm-hmm.
Despite like the ADD or OCD stuff, like you've got it.
Yeah.
Just be careful. It's not like more than like three or four things, right. I'd say. Like, be like, because you don't want to dilute yourself too much.
And overwhelm.
That's what that's saying to me. Yeah. Like, it's like there's a lot going on, but it's also like calm. So it's like, yes, there can be a lot going on. That's fine for you, but just don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. That makes lots of sense.
And then your love life is upside down right now.
It is.
Oh, how did I know? It's the Four of Swords. So what this says to me is that right now you're kind of like chilling and doing your own thing. You're very into work, into friendships, into like the vibe you're in right now, which is okay. The reason it's upside down is you can turn it around. You could right now like go out there and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is why I want a man, this, that, and that.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And you'll meet him because you'll like manifest him. That's just how it works. Once you know what you want, the universe is like, here it is.
Yeah.
But it's up to you whether you want to turn it around. Like you're on the right path to it.
Right.
But you don't have to rush it either is what this says to me. Like, it's upside down right now. And, like, I don't know. What I would say to the listeners, too, is, like, I mean, this will probably come out on Halloween, we were saying. But, like, I wouldn't make rushes into things, especially relationships. I'm saying this myself as well.
Yeah.
Before Halloween. Because there's just a lot going on.
This is super helpful.
Eclipse, like... I would wait till after the eclipse. I'd even wait till like January, honestly. Yeah. Cause like the universe is kind of like ironing out some shit right now. I mean, it's fine if it happens before then.
Right.
But I wouldn't like consciously look before then. And I would honestly never like say to consciously look.
Right. Cause
things tend to come when you're not looking for them.
I'm literally which like, is true. I'm trying not to look, you know?
All right. Do you have any questions? I can pull a card based on a question.
Oh yeah. I need a question about the love life again.
Yes.
All right. Like any question I can ask.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what, where do I stand with like past love like recent past love interests? Like,
oh, I don't even need the cards for this. like, fuck it. It's done. Bye. No, come off.
Really?
I'm not just saying that. Like I'm getting this from you.
Yeah.
I think you have someone you're holding on to a lot and they're dragging you the fuck down. You need to cut the cord, babe. Like,
completely.
He's being a lot. Like, he's, like, trying to show up because he sees you're thriving right now. And he's like, but I'm fine now. And it's like, this is the thing. You can always settle.
Yeah.
The future's not set in stone, right?
Uh-huh.
And anyone who's good at telling this stuff will tell you that.
Yeah.
You can choose him, and he's not a bad choice. He's probably fine. But there's also probably a higher level reason y'all didn't work out, is what I'd assume.
Uh-huh.
And so unless you're... This is why I'd say, unless I don't know him, I have intuition, but I don't know the situation. I'm not an expert in your life. I would say, unless you're correcting a pattern by going back to him or fulfilling something that like feels very like a need within you, I wouldn't do it. I think people go back to the past because it's comfortable and it's cozy and it fits like a sock, but the sock isn't the best sock. It's like the second or third best sock.
Got it.
So we always have choices. It's like you can do like your B plus guy or your A minus guy, or you could do your like A plus plus guy. But what I would say is like the harder it is, the more reward you get, which is like really fucking annoying, but true.
Yeah.
Which is why some people settle and are super happy. Like some people get their A minus and they're like, sick, love my A minus. Like a lot of our parents' generation did that. They're like, oh my God, first guy I met, amazing, Don.
Yeah.
Like,
let me have babies with him.
Yeah. Like easy. So if that's what you want, that's what you want. But you're a Scorpio, you're like a hardworking person. I would say like, give it more time.
Right.
Let someone walk in who is going to challenge you and like be different and like kind of help you heal those patterns and those like child wounds that you're like repeating in your relationships. Because right now this guy like is kind of, especially as a Scorpio, you're drawn in by the sex. Let's be honest. You like the sex and like he's just like, he knows how to get to you. But that doesn't make him the best option.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Don't get me wrong. Like, I've almost given up so many times and, like, fallen into the clutches of my ex's SOS scary.
Halloween spooky.
My ex, oh my God. When I hear the spookiest thing, my ex friended me on CoStar because he's blocked on everything else.
No.
I was like,
not the ex friending me.
This was yesterday. Do you understand why I got high now? I was like, I reject.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I received a. Woke up to an I miss
of course you did
and I miss you text.
Ew.
And
oh
I'm like
God. I feel like I'm gonna vomit. I don't like him. No,
Well, no. Yeah, we'll discuss talk about later. Offline.
Like, I don't think he's a bad person. I just think he's corny, and I don't know. I know.
It's funny that you're saying
like,
this.
He tastes like bad candy corn.
It's
like,
funny that you're saying this because there's two in my mind, right? And the way you're talking is exactly about one. So yeah, I'm interested. Yeah, it's a strong.
He's a schlubber nutter. I don't like him. He's just like kind of
it's
a basic
really
boy.
Funny.
He's like he's like young Taylor. He's like a little basic. Like he like really made you happy in college. You guys were like vibing. And now he's like, hey, I'm ready. And you're like, oh, I guess I could be ready for you, but like random.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, am I right?
And you're like, well, so this was more recently. But what you were saying was all
maybe I'm
sense.
Conflating the two.
You are. Because there are.
Yeah, because I'm feeling both getting, energy, and it's a no from both of me for a dog.
Shit,
yeah,
it's a no from her dog. Okay. It's all
again,
I need to,
it's your life. You choose your future. Yeah. You manifest
no,
your destiny.
What you said, because I was on the phone with my sister last night.
Yeah. What'd she and we say? Were just sisters debriefing. Sisters are always right.
We're debriefing.
Younger
she
or older?
Said, older. She has three children. Yeah.
So she knows.
She was like, well, yeah.
Heavy picks,
she was like, She was just like, the only thing I would say is don't rush into anything and don't go back to somewhere you feel comfortable. Make sure you are very in tune with yourself before you give any more energy to someone else, which I am totally aligned with.
All the psychic stuff aside, all the experts I've ever had on, all the experts I've ever listened to on podcasts, it's easy to go back. It's easy.
It is. Yeah.
It's actually not. It's easy at first and that sucks. But yeah. Like if you push through it, it could be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It could be good even. It could be great. But is it your best option? Probably not. Like,
right.
I truly think we show up day to day as new people. And I think you want someone who's meeting you at your current level, not at like your like college.
Right. Or like younger.
Last year even level. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know, like younger self
like,
level.
Look at the cards. You're like in a really good place right now.
Right.
Like,
Don't distract.
Yeah.
And I liked how the love is upside down where I'm the one to decide. So it's like.
You're always in control.
I don't
Everyone's
need
always in control of the love.
Sit, babe.
Yeah. All right. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks.
Oh my God. Okay. Any other questions? I think we're going to wrap up.
Yeah. No other questions.
Okay. We're going to play a game called the 7T questions. This is something I normally do. It's based on Vogue 73 questions. Mm-hmm. My friend Russell helped me come up with it when he was a guest in 8,000 years ago, 2020.
I love that.
But so it's seven, I say again, the extra time thing, rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. And yeah, let's go. They're fun.
Okay.
First question. What other than what we just talked about, cause we don't want to repeat things. Mm-hmm. It's so boring. What is the current tea in your motherfucking life?
This is rapid fire. This is so hard.
It's no, like literally tea? Ignore the rapid fire. It just like. Basically,
you can
like
always cut
2
it.
Minutes. Yeah, cut I can cut.
Okay. Tea in my life.
Yeah,
right
don't
now
put pressure on yourself.
That's is God, fuck. Caitlin, this is hard.
Is there like a? I feel like there's a work thing.
A work tea in my life.
Yeah, like something exciting, like a project. I feel.
So many projects. I literally have
a
no
story.
Tea. A story. I have tea. I have tea. Guys, this is actually...
I'm spitzing.
This
I
is
smell
the
bad.
Fucking hardest question I've ever been asked. The tea in my life.
No, literally, don't worry. People freak out over it. Okay, an example of tea. I found out that, like, I put champagne in my eye and it felt better.
You put what?
Champagne in my eye and it felt better.
Oh.
My eye hurt. I put champagne in it. The bubbles helped.
Okay. I love that. Oh, tea That's in my tea. Life. I am.
It can be like so random.
All right. Tea in my life. I am turning into some sort of spiritual person because all I see is 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Yes. She is on the wave.
Oh, and
the age of Aquarius is coming. So that's the future. And that's when everyone's going to get like enlightened. And it's going to be weird.
Great. Because I also tried this one like manifestation thing that I heard. Like
it
on
worked.
It, and it fucking worked that
Guys,
night.
Guys, she's a witch. She's a witch.
So that's my tea. I'm witch. Turning into a spiritual witch.
She's a white witch. I saw her markings. If you,
did.
It's funny because the person who told me this actually learned it from TikTok, but it's true. I've done research. there are markings, which I will talk about. I'm just like, this is the thing. I'm not giving away my shit for free. Like, yeah. I want this stuff to be behind a paywall because also people are so savage. People will tear me apart. They will witch hunt me. Yep. I know it. So I'm like,
yeah.
I know people will be like, she's bipolar. She's crazy. She's no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing. I'm happy. Sorry you're unhappy.
Right.
Just kidding. This isn't my listeners, but you know, like it's. People do be listening like out of nowhere and judging. So I'm just.
Everyone's always fucking judging.
If you want to judge me, pay me.
Pay me. Thank you.
Pay my ass. Thank you. Next. Anyways, amazing. We stan that so much.
Great.
That is the tea. Period. Second question. What's your type?
My type. It's. In a
big
man.
Big arms.
Big arm. Big old arms.
I
no.
like big arms too.
I
feel like you like thick boys.
No, I don't.
No,
actually,
like a little like built.
A little dad bod, sure. Like a, why not?
Dad bod?
Oh, you want like
I
a big boy.
Built.
Well, like not like dad bod, but like the, I
like
listen,
sturdy.
To me now, it's come down to like, he's very basic looking. He's taller than me, obviously, which isn't hard. Brown hair. And like, but it really does come down to like personality. Like I need, like you gotta be weird and fucking funny. Like
so you
weird,
want,
funny.
Like,
and I need
the
someone.
Nice guy. We stand.
I do want a nice guy, but I need to find the balance between a nice guy
and
someone who's going to be like dominant. You know what
sex.
I mean?
As I said, sex. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to like, I think my love language, I think I have a few, but I think one of them is physical touch. So it's like, I
oh,
need
no
someone.
Shit. A Scorpio likes physical touch. Wow. Never heard
and
of that
like,
one.
I need someone to like buy me flowers. No
and
one.
Buy you flowers and then throw you on the
and
bed.
And then fucking throw me, scream in my face.
And then call you dirty whore.
Exactly. Thank you. My type on Hinge, I'll put
dude,
in.
Dude, you are so Scorpio. I'm dying.
I need flowers.
I mean, I relate. Whore. I relate.
Right?
It's right. fine to be like a really nice person during the day and then yeah. have savage sex at night.
Yeah. Like values are very important to me. Like I need to be a family man. Like I need to envision you raising
with
my children.
Kids. Yes. Yes.
And playing golf
so
with my dad
you need
is a huge
to envision.
Thing.
Okay. Envision all of this. Write it all down right. and then say it out loud. Like do like a little spooky thing. Like
yeah.
write down qualities you want. Write mm-hmm. down qualities you do not want. Say, I reject this energy. Mm-hmm. I claim this energy. Speak it into the universe. I swear God, a guy will come. Like, it's actually spooky. I did not believe in this shit. I was like, Gabby Bernstein, love you. Don't get it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
lights
yeah.
on, no one's home. Like, this was me for 2 years. I was like, lost. I was confused. What? You can't rush the timing
I know.
Of anything.
I know.
But once it happens, you're going to be like
yeah.
knocked off your ass and you're going to be like, what is going on? Like,
right.
I didn't think this person was real.
It I like is. Needed to have this conversation today because I've yeah. been on like, because I feel like the universe is telling me with all these signs, like, and how
wait.
I'm feeling
it's
is
telling you
is
to wait.
It's calming me down. And it's
yeah,
like,
trying to
telling
chill
you to
you
wait.
Out.
And
yeah.
then like talking to my sister, because I had this feeling of like, do,
how
going
old
back
is your
somewhere.
Sister?
She is 30? Going, yeah, 39.
Nine? She yeah. looks 30, I feel.
Yeah, she looks young. Yeah. But now having this conversation, she's like, okay, I just let the universe do its thing. Great.
Yeah. We stand. Okay.
Third
question number three. Ooh, fun number. Okay. Since we're speaking of numbers and angel numbers, what are numbers, not just that you see, but like that have kind of like been with you throughout your life? Like,
right.
for example, mm-hmm. haha, I grew up on 69th Street. So like, I don't love sixes, but I like sixes and nines. Mm-hmm. I like together. I like 1-6, not 2 or 3. And then I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
I like twos. Yep. I like threes. I like 12s, yeah. 11s, mm-hmm. 11-11. I was born 12-9.
Right. 10.
13s are spooky.
13s are spooky.
They're fun. They're cute. Like Friday the 13th. Yes.
I kind of love.
Me too. I'm like, yes. Put the movie on.
Put the fucking movie on. 10 comes to mind first. It was
yeah.
like, I'm an even number girl.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be even. 10 is like, was like a soccer number. Like that is not important because I don't like soccer anymore, but it's like,
that, no, it makes
10
sense.
Just makes you feel comfortable.
You like balance.
I like balance. 11.
A
I
lot.
Was born.
That's your Libra moon, dude.
Being balanced.
And your Capricorn right. shit. Yeah. Cause it's all like,
am I OCD?
It's all evening you out from yeah. the like underlying chaos of your Scorpio. So it's
right.
like a really nice balance. Actually,
good.
It's really good.
Good. I'm, I need
cause
that.
Cause you can relate to a lot of different types of people.
Right.
You can be corporate you, or you can be like, I'm
a
like
fucking
having a
mess.
Slut crazy night. Yeah. Like
slut crazy night.
Slut crazy night. Which we all have to have. Or
yeah.
like, are you okay?
Yeah, you need to balance it out.
Yeah, like come on.
10s, 11-20 is when I was born. So 11-20 is big for me. 4 has always been big for me.
4 is actually spirit guides protecting you.
Really?
Yeah. 2 and 4 are like you're protected basically. 3 is some so spooky weird. Love life shit in a fun way, and 5s are like
I see them sometimes.
I don't really know what 5s are. I don't really relate to 5s. 6s can either be scary or really good. It's kind of like yeah, be careful with those.
Right.
And then 7s are like amazing.
Yeah.
7s are like yes.
Money. It's funny because like the 4 situation, I wanted to tell you this. Like,
Being very protected right now. You're being guided. You just have to let yourself be guided. And it can be really scary. Like sometimes they'll turn off your TV for 3 days, and you're like, wow, I just didn't sign up for this, but I did. So okay, I guess I'll
go with it.
I'll go on TikTok or like read a book.
Right.
Or like pull a card or like listen to music.
No, exactly.
Or write music.
Right.
I'm like, where am I? Where,
what am I doing?
Help!
Help me, please. I went to like my gym at like in Jersey City, whatever, has like lockers and like
Jersey City.
I in my head as I'm walking to the gym, I knew I was seeing these 4s, 3s, whatever. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking for them, obviously, but I was going and I was like, I'm gonna pick a different locker than I usually ever do. Mm-hmm. Random locker that I usually don't pick, and I pick it and I go to put the lock in, and on the numbers before I even touch the lock is 444. I was like,
no, you're being guided.
It's fucking weird.
And I do think you're having, I feel like even though you're younger than me, you're very mature. And I feel like I'd have to look at your chart, but I do get the feeling that you, like me, a year or two younger, are at the end of your Saturn return, mm-hmm. which is why it actually makes sense that you'd be super guided. Like,
right.
especially with it. The eclipse coming, like it makes sense universally that this would be your timing, even though it's a little earlier than other people, because like, I feel like you are ahead of the curve a lot. First of all, I mean, look at the way you got your job. It was ahead of the curve. Okay. It was before a lot of your peers were, they're probably very jealous. no, seriously. And, I think that makes a lot of sense to me, because that's kind of how I feel in my life right now too. Right. And it's because my Saturn return is finally calming down. You know, it's funny. The first person, shout out Lindsay Metzler, I do this a lot, but she came on my podcast and she's like, oh my God, you're in your Saturn return. That's why you're freaking out. I was like, really? Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought it was just like making a podcast. She's like, no. Like, you'll see. And now I'm like, oh, I do see. Two and a half years later.
Yeah.
Thanks, world, for knocking me off my ass like several times.
Right. To get like, to this point. Yeah.
You know, all jokes aside, I don't think your life has been as shitty and turbulent as mine. No, I feel like you've had pretty like easy in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're chilling.
Yeah.
You were set up well.
I'm chilling.
Yeah. I am dealing with some like intergenerational trauma and shit. Mm-hmm. Like not just mine, like my parents, my grandparents, my like, you know. And I do feel like I've been knocked on my ass to the point where like a lot of people like trigger warning, like wouldn't have made it. Like I've seen some shit. Like mm-hmm. I may look like, oh, like she's a white girl who's like, you know, doing well, like what I've seen some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of myself for getting through it. But I really do want to emphasize, because I feel like sometimes I gloss over this because I've been doing the podcast for so long, but it really is, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know, like it's hard being in your 20s. It's hard going through your Saturn return. It's hard being in the current political, socioeconomic climate we're in.
Yeah.
And we can joke about it all day long, and we will, because that makes us happy. But good job. Like, pat yourself on the fucking back. Yeah. Seriously, everyone. Like, it's tough. Okay, I don't even know what number we're on. 4, your favorite.
My favorite, 4.
Is there someone who you feel like is protecting you from the other side? And if so, who are they? If you're comfortable sharing.
From the other side, as in?
Dead.
Death. I do believe.
We are getting Halloween with it. This is the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
It's all a joke.
It's all a joke.
Wink.
you could make this 2 episodes, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I really could.
I would say it is my Popeye, who is my...
Oh, it's your grandpa. Yeah.
It's my grandpa. He...
Dad's side?
My mom's side.
Really? I thought it was dad's.
He was... he became paralyzed at the age of 56. I wasn't obviously born yet, but then he moved in to... We built an addition onto my house, and he lived with us.
Love
paralyzed
that.
From the waist down.
Also, she's from Cape May, sidebar, but
Cape
May, great place.
Yes.
Go there in the summer. Okay.
And then I grew up with him, like, all the time. Like, as a baby, like, when the moment I could get out of the crib, my mom would, like, come to wake me up in the morning, and I wouldn't be in my crib. She's like, where's Taylor? And I would have crawled out of my crib, gone down the fucking steps
to get Papa.
Go and sit with Popeye, like climb into his like bed and sit there. My mom would find me there.
Okay, I'm getting a little overwhelmed in a good way because like I was telling you earlier when we were kind of offline, off air, but mm-hmm. like my main spirit guide is Papa, like my grandfather, yeah. the French one. We talked about on right. air a little bit, right. but it's the same thing. Like he helped raise me.
Yeah.
Like my mom was like, I love her, but she was struggling when I was born, like mental health wise. Mm-hmm. Like she wasn't doing well. And I think that's why I thought it was your dad's side. I think I was projecting, honestly. Right. We do that sometimes. even when we're intuitive, we project. But so like I very much relate to you in that way because mm-hmm. I think we had similar types of bonds with
right.
them.
Right.
Yeah. And they're always present. Like I swear God, like my next door neighbors are French.
Mm-hmm.
My French has become so amazing. My, yeah. The guy I'm not seeing, he is French, French American, Polish. I'm Polish too. Like things are very serendipitous and yeah. you'll notice like what I would say advice for you. Cause you're wondering about your dating life. Mm-hmm. Wait for a guy that you're like, holy fuck. Popeye. Be like sailor. Popeye like would have sent him. Like,
yeah.
Like I would think about that. Cause yeah. I think if you feel very close to him, he's got your back.
It feels more protection than like too, like, you know what I mean? Like not like, but like ever since like he's cardinal, no, but that's he's a cardinal and I would
same,
see.
That's all in the same
yeah,
vein.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not
yes,
that he
yes,
has
yes,
to
yes.
be like him. It has right. to be someone who you'd be like, if they met, they'd have a handshake and they'd be like boys,
yeah.
you know, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that kind of vibe. And same with your dad in golf. It's
yes,
like
I
all
feel
in
like
the same
my dad.
Vein.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like you want someone who has that like positive masculine energy that shaped you
yeah.
that you really believe in and
comfort,
subscribe to
yeah.
mm-hmm. where it's comfortable, but even it can be a different person, but still comfort.
Right.
Like it feels like home the second you meet them.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's really, it'll knock you off your ass.
Yeah.
I mean, my guy might not be my guy cause he's not acting like it right now, but we'll see.
Hey.
TBD. 5 cause I'm going to pee my pants.
yeah.
oh, what? Well, I'm just thinking this because I watched a movie last night. Great documentary. I'm manifesting having him on. It's called Mama's Boy. Everyone should watch it on HBO Max. It's the screenwriter / documentary maker, director. He did the Harvey Milk documentary.
Oh, okay.
Or actually, it was Sean Penn. It was a movie.
Okay.
Milk. He
yeah,
directed
yeah, yeah.
and helped write that. I could be wrong about the details, but he's an amazing guy, and it's about him and his relationship with his mom,
mm-hmm.
which is very beautiful. She's paralyzed waist down because mm-hmm. of polio, and she was like a badass, and like they were like, you're not gonna have kids. She's like, fuck you, had 3 boys. Like,
damn,
she's a badass motherfucker, and
yeah.
it's about like, it's just a love story to her
mm-hmm.
and their relationship and how like she was this very like conservative, like, you know, Mormon, whatever woman. But she always like was ahead of the curve. And then when
right.
he came out as gay, she couldn't deal with it for 6 months. And then she was on board. She was like, he made a speech when he won an award. This isn't giving anything away because it's like a documentary, but he made a speech. And this is the first like 5 minutes of the documentary being like, thank you so much. Like Harvey Milk. We love you. We miss you.
Wow.
I dedicate this award to you and like to my
right.
mother and blah, blah, blah. And then he says something. He's like, and I promise you queer kids, cause he's queer. We're gonna, you know, legislation is going to change. We're
mm-hmm.
going to make things better. We're going to make things right. He gets out. He goes, the first thing, his mother's dead now. He's like, the first thing my mom said to me when I got off that stage is, I raised you to keep promises. What are you going to do? She goes, you said you made a promise on that stage. What the fuck are you going to do about it?
Wow.
She's a badass mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he like literally
when
helped
did it.
All this change. He helped the
yeah,
Mormon
yeah,
church
yeah.
change. That's why there's the Latter-day Saints now. Like
right.
it was in response to all the LGBTQIA
yeah.
shit. Amazing story. Anyways, highly recommend. What do you recommend now that I've gone? Yeah.
Oh, what do I recommend?
Like, what's something? It could even not be a recommendation. Just something like for example, right now I'm like vibing with like watching like Hocus Pocus shit because like
fun stuff like that. Well, I'm always into like a good animated like film that makes you feel good. Whatever. I have a handful of this.
You liked Lizzie McGuire too.
Yeah, I like that. And Shrek. Shrek is great.
I love the Shrek soundtrack.
Fucking
the part at the end where like you're dancing with them and they have like the best soundtrack.
Yeah.
Wait, it's like, I didn't see me love nobody like you. Like, I know that whole song.
Fucking slays. Fucking
slays. Are we the same person?
We are. We are. We are. My recommendation isn't movies. I would say I started reading a lot more. And like,
ooh, I love that. Book
wrap, there, yeah, for sure. There is The Defining Decade is a great. Have you read it? People in Your 20s.
Yes. I mean,
it is.
Believe it or not,
I had to read it twice.
People recommended it to me based on my genre.
By who?
My genre. People are like, have you read? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Well, actually, I haven't. But that's just because I'm like
Untamed,
an annoying,
I see. I read that.
I'm an annoying contrarian.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if somebody tells me to do something
you don't wanna
do it. In a way that's forceful. It's like when people are like, watch Game of Thrones. I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch it.
Me too. Now it's my personality. I don't watch it.
Yeah,
watch
like
it
I've never right. in my life. Right. Like, I'd probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's just, at this point, it's like an ego thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's fine.
You're,
and then there are other things
you know
that are
it.
So basic. I'm like, how have you not watched Schitt's Creek? I will.
How have you watched not? Like, have you not watched Tell Me Lies?
Like all that shit. Tell me.
You watched it?
I know Kara. The author, she was on the podcast.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, I'm friends with her sister, and she came on the podcast. Guys, that's a great episode. The author of Tell Me Lies, Kara Lovering. Kara Lovering. I don't know why I'm saying Kara. Delevingne.
Yeah.
Freudian slip. Carola Lovering. She's amazing. She came on the podcast. Her sister is one of my friends. She just got married. She's amazing. Went to Middlebury with a bunch of my friends. Oh. Her little sister did, not her.
Yeah.
She came on. She's actually one of my most successful episodes. And this is predating the show. This is when the book was good. But I've always found it incredible and such a testament to her success. Because, like,
for
an author, like, not that many people know what she looks like. Not that many people know her name that well.
Yeah.
And she has a cult following.
I'm sure.
This girl, she's right behind the top episode, which is Lindsay Metzler. She's right behind Lindsay.
Yeah.
And Lindsay has a cult following.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've had Serena Kerrigan on. No shade, Serena. But, like, I've had her on. I've had, like, other people on you'd think would get more listens. This girl...
Because she's insightful and she wrote a book.
She was a beautiful episode.
And
it
also
was beautiful.
It like describes everyone's
so
life.
So many relationships. Yeah, it really like it really is an ode to women and the abuse they put themselves through.
Right.
With relationships, their body. Highly recommend that episode next if you're new here.
I'm
especially.
Go listen to it after this.
It's really good. It's really
I'm
good.
Enjoying the show because I'm looking at it. I'm like, I used to be that girl. I could be that girl. I know girls like that. You know.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard amazing things. Everybody go watch it.
Yeah.
Number six, spooky. Let's make it spooky since it's Halloween. What's a like random spooky story that's happened to you in your life?
Oh fuck. Oh, like creepy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, spooky.
Creepy shit. Oh,
Other than, like, men and body.
Fuck that. No, no, no.
That's
like,
all spooky.
Okay,
let's be
you
honest.
Know what's fucking spooky is sleep paralysis. Have you ever been...
Oh, my God. Don't even. I'm triggered. Oh, my God.
Are you
Have
should
you
I not talk about
demon?
It?
No, it's okay. No. Let's talk about it.
No,
it's
I'm not. Spooky. I don't know the demon.
Okay, I've seen the demon.
But...
With me eyes.
With
me
oh,
closed
like,
eyes.
Oh, I thought you were
the
talking
sleep
about, like, a
paralysis
movie.
Demon.
Yes, I've seen him.
No, what the fuck is this dude's issue? Who is he? What's his name? Should
I don't
name
know.
Him? I'm calling him Herbert to
I don't
make him
wanna,
less scary.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, Herbert,
but
fuck you, Herbert.
It's only happened, well, it's happened a few times, but two times it's happened in my brother's old childhood. Like, I was, like, when he wasn't home and, like, we still have all our rooms at home. I slept in it and we called
Wait,
the red
room.
Wait, how
many siblings do you have?
I have two older brothers and an older sister and then me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So four?
So four of us, yeah.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
So two and two.
Two and two.
There's a lot of balance in your family.
There's balance.
Yeah.
There's for sure balance.
There's craziness, but there's
crazy
balance.
But balance.
Yeah, I
exactly.
like that.
Crazy balance.
You guys were like the fun house hangout.
Yeah,
you totally were. Like your
my
mom was would, like that mom who's like everyone's mom.
We one time.
I mean, she fucking drove you bitches. Let's be honest.
She fucking
cool
drove. Yeah, my brother.
I'm thinking Saval LaRocca. Saval LaRocca, if you're listening, this is Saval energy. She has like four kids, three girls and a boy.
Yeah.
fucking Long Island,
right.
Like hosted everyone. Like she was the mom who's like, Beth, come on, let her get your ear pierced for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, like she's like the cool mom.
That's literally my
the
mom.
The cool mom.
Yeah. But sleep paralysis is absolutely terrifying. I saw like literally your mind is awake, your body is not moving.
It's frozen.
It's so debilitating.
It's literally a nightmare.
And then this thing comes down my hallway. Movie. This face comes down the hallway, like shooting and like literally right in my face like this.
You gotta look him in the eye and say, fuck you next time. I swear to God. Just be like, I don't fuck with you. Just literally say that in your mind. Even if your mouth can't move. This is for all my sleep paralysis girlies and boys out there and theys and whatever the fuck. Literally just like, this is the energy. Yeah, you can't move your mouth. Yeah, you can't move your eyes. Yeah, you see, but you don't see. It's scary.
So scary.
Embrace the fear. Look the fear in the eye. Look the hurricane in the eye? Yeah.
The eye of the hurricane.
Eye of the storm.
Eye of the storm.
And be like, and the vibe, even if you can't actually do it, is like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Right.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you need to do. You need to give it that energy.
Yeah.
And it'll go away.
It's
actually a manifestation of, like, your fears, like, culminating in this scary vision. And what you have to do is you have to face your fears.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I've now, when it happens, I, like, am able to, like, calm myself down and be like,
good. That works too.
Yeah,
you're just like whatever. Yeah, just like laugh at it. Be like, bye.
That's just fucking scary because it's real. It's really real.
I've only had it happen once. It was like a year or two ago when I was a year ago. I was very sleep deprived and
It also helps when you're stressed.
Yeah. Yikes. Okay. And then what number are we on? Oh my God, we're on the last question.
Okay.
Are you sad?
Yeah, I'm sad.
How do you feel? Should we finish our shots? Or like almost?
Yeah.
You're not even near done. Like just sip. A little sippy sip.
I'll do a little sippy sip.
And a little sippy sip. A cheers. To the experience.
To a two-parter. Okay.
To a two-parter. Oh yeah, you haven't finished your coffee. By the way, guys, I would like the record show. This is just like one big shot. We're not like slamming back like eight
tequila shots. This is probably like two shots.
Yeah, like tops. Like one and a half. It depends where you're getting the pour. Like, are you at a gay bar in Chelsea? It's one shot.
It's one shot.
It's one shot. Like, you know,
I was going
to
say.
I'm tainted. For the final question, I'm going to ask one of my favorite questions. I feel like you're going to be like, this is hard, or you're just going to crush it. But either way, you're going to crush it. I like asking this to everyone. It doesn't matter if you have a following. It doesn't matter, like, because I love having all types of guests on, you know. Obviously, you're amazing and you're successful because you're amazing. But there are people who are less, like, as we said, number successful, but who do better. They're Carola Loverings who are making money, but their faces aren't known yet. Their episodes are crushing it. So we don't discriminate here. But I ask this question to everyone. What is something that, like, the listeners, after listening to this, you're following people who love Betches. Mm-hmm. What is something that maybe they wouldn't otherwise know or expect about you necessarily?
Yeah.
That you can tell us.
For sure.
See, she's got it. She's like, I've prepared this one.
I know the answer to this one.
On a podcast.
No.
I have a fun fact
that they wouldn't know about me is like, one of my main values is to keep myself like, and continue to keep myself extremely grounded. And
I feel that.
And not
you're
stray,
very grounded.
And not stray from like, and not do anything that fucks with that or isn't me, or forcing myself, you know, obviously working in content, as a lot of people know, or social media managers or anybody like out there, like
you
it's
put
like
yourself
fucking
on the line a lot.
Exhausting.
It's energetically taxing.
And yes. I take a lot of naps. I tried to make myself a priority to not see any of this as a competition because it's not. And the only person I know, we touched on this earlier, the only validation you honestly ever need is from
yourself. It's your own.
And
which is hard. It's, you know, I don't want to cut you off.
No, yeah.
I want you end because it's beautiful, but to end. No, I want you to continue, but something that I wanted to kind of circle back to about that conversation is, like, I think what we were saying is the same thing, which is that you need your, like, the only validation, as you said, that matters is your own. I think what's interesting about family and family trauma and upbringing, it's like kind of a nature versus nurture thing, is that you can just get to that self-love faster sometimes if you have a little help, and that's okay. It's okay to ask for help.
Oh my God. That is also one of my major things, because I'm a perfectionist. I want to be able to, like, I've been in positions where I got so burnt out because I was doing everything myself and not asking for help. And the moment, like, when I started therapy or when I talked to my boss about being burnt out, they helped me immediately. And I was like, what the fuck was I,
gets it.
What the fuck was I waiting for?
People think they're very unique.
And life got easier.
One of my favorite things my friends ever told me, it was the funniest thing ever. I was like having my, like, you know, queer life crisis, whatever, what the fuck moment. She's like, you're not that special. I was like,
you literally.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I'm a New Yorker and a Sag, so I love that. Some other people would be like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're Thank so you. Right. I'm
you aren't.
So not this.
You aren't. And, like, as, like, cliche, you only have one, like, this is life right now.
Yeah.
Like, day by, we don't know if we have tomorrow type shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is also, the universe has been sending me this, like, protect your peace, protect your peace.
Protect,
like,
your peace.
Protect your,
that's
protect
definitely your grandfather,
peace.
By the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Protect it. Do
it's
things.
Like, protect your fucking peace.
Protect
dude.
Your fucking peace before you fucking go crazy. Seriously, like, whether it's work, whether it's relationships, whether it's, like, just anything, think of yourself. Be fucking selfish, honestly.
Be selfish.
Not in a fucking dickhead
that.
Way.
It's so true.
But for yourself, because the only person at the end of the day you have is yourself.
You show people the love you deserve. And it's true, and it's corny, but it's fucking true. Right. Yeah. Wow. I love that so much.
Oh, the world's crazy. Numbers don't matter. None of this, honestly.
Except for angel numbers.
Except for your angel numbers.
Those so matter.
Otherwise, impressions.
You're seeing them for a reason.
Exactly.
Fuck the people who are like, you're seeing them because you've noticed.
No,
shut up.
Shut up.
We don't like you.
We don't like you. We don't accept you here. Your energy
is toxic. You can't
sit
with us.
You can't sit with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
No, exactly.
On that note, thank you so much, Taylor.
Oh my God. This we just talked for 2 hours.
It doesn't feel like it though.
I know.
Like, it's weird. Do you want to let everyone know where they can find you, follow you? I mean, you're pretty easy to find.
Sure. You can follow me. My main account is Instagram at Tayla Jackson, T-A-Y-L-A Jackson.
I feel like you're
N's.
Such a Tayla.
To everyone, like, when I get,
you
like,
feel more Tayla.
When I get PR packages, it'll say Tayla, and I, like, love that.
Okay, good. Because that's what I feel like I'm going to call you. Like, Taylor feels weird.
Taylor.
I feel like
so
I'm like your mom.
Yeah. No, yeah, call me weird. Call me Taylor, please. Taylor Jackson
call
on Instagram.
Call me by my name. Lil Nas.
Exactly. Yep. And Betches, if you want to follow Betches, but.
I mean, you should. If you don't already, that's a choice. You're good on plugs?
That's the only
thing. Do it on TikTok too.
You guys want my chaotic TikTok?
Yes.
Sure, my 1,000 followers? Sure.
Yes.
Taylor Jackson also.
Why did I have a spooky feeling? I too am CKNY1213 on all platforms. The podcast is WTF Sup Pod on all platforms. Nina is not here, but we stan Nina big time. She is my rock and younger than me, but more mature. And her handle is at Nina Barnett. How did she get that? I don't know. Two T's. For Instagram and at Neens, N-I-N-Z, Barnett on TikTok. And she crushes TikTok because she's a proper Gen Z, which I am not. Please, if you're new to the podcast or you're just coming back because you're like, where the fuck have you been, Caitlin? Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, share with a friend. All that Jared Freed shit since we're doing Betches. What is
Love
he saying?
Jared.
Tell your mom. Tell
the group chat.
Tell the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan is just like, ha, ha, yeah.
I love her. Them.
Yeah, they're so cute together because he's just like, ha, and she's like, for sure, for sure. Anywho, love Betches. Thank you guys for getting such awesome people that I get to steal from my podcast. It's so fun.
Stop. I'm so happy.